Hey Jason, how are you doing?
Hey, doing good, how are you?
Great. So for people who don't know, you've been on Channel 9 a lot, but go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yep, so I'm Jason Zander. I'm the general manager for the Visual Studio team in the developer division. So we build up Visual Studio products, tools for SharePoint, tools for application lifecycle management, all the rest of that kind of stuff.
Excellent. So the last time we were here, we were actually talking about Beta 2. And this time we're going to talk about, to some extent, the extension of Beta 2. What's the story? What's going on here?
Well, we got a lot of great feedback from Beta 2 with respect to the feature mix. I think people were excited about the new stuff that we added. SharePoint tools we talked about last time in particular, testing tools and things like that. Also got a lot of really good critical feedback on performance. And so it's like, you got a lot of feedback saying, hey, like the features, look really cool, feels slower than 2008. Not too happy with that. So we spent a whole bunch of time, started looking into performance and what that looked like, and ultimately actually contacted every person that sent us survey feedback.
Nice.
Anyway, they gave us email, we mailed them back and said, hey, can you tell me what were you doing? What did it look like? That kind of stuff. In the end, as we kind of concluded, we need to extend the beta 2 and get more of this feedback into the product.
Excellent. And so, you know, we're also talking about RC is around the corner, right? And you make that announcement. I mean, you make that decision, essentially. So clearly you've done things to address the performance issues. What were some of the, you know, the common bottlenecks that you guys broke through?
There were two, what I would say, categories of feedback that we received. The first feedback category was around things like just every day-to-day kind of performance issues. Things like typing and scrolling, you know, things you do in the editor, I mean, that's what you do every day.
Sure.
Being able to go build the project, debug the project, some of the designers and things like that. And in general, the feedback was, hey, this feels slower than 2008, right? Visual Studio 2008. So we took that bucket. That was a big bucket that we kind of worked on very systemically. And then, like I said, tracked down every user-reported bug, issue, feedback. The next bucket that we found was interesting. It's no surprise, but we found a lot of people that evaluated the beta would use virtualization software to go do that. And so what we found is, in particular, those that were using VMware version 6 or 6.5, one of the things that happens with WPF and the graphics layer is it inquires to the machine, are you hardware accelerated for graphics? If you are, it will use the graphics pipeline, give me a very good kind of user experience. If not, it'll go over to software and do the same thing on the CPU. We found that those two versions that many customers were using actually report that it's hardware accelerated when it's actually not.
Interesting.
And so it was going down a code path of trying to use it. It was going really slow. So that was an interesting bucket. What wound up happening in that case is we actually had people manually go set a registry key that forced us into software mode, and then everything got faster. So we're like, okay, we need to go make some changes. I'll actually show you some changes concretely that we made to the product to deal with that. The latest version of VMware is we've worked with the VMware team, and they don't have that problem in the latest version, and so we think we got that one sorted out. But that was a good piece of feedback that we found through Beta 2 testing.
Excellent. And of course, speaking about hardware virtualization, let's move a little to hardware. You know, what are some, can Visual Studio 2010 run on, pretty low-end hardware? I mean, I know there's a story going on around you buying some cheap hardware to prove that, but I mean, did it work? Does it work?
Yeah, well, it absolutely does. I mean, I would say one of the other things that we did as part of the testing is we grabbed a lot of machine configurations from people. What kind of hardware are you running on? What does it look like? And then see if there's any correlation to that. That's where we found things like if you're running in a VM, we need to do more with that. If you're running a remote desktop, like for terminal server, we did some additional testing on those scenarios as well. So the kind of funny part to go do this, first Brian Harry on my team went out and got he had a kind of a lower end, like a netbook, kind of system, and started doing some testing on it, and it all worked and it was all great, but he was like, this feels kind of sluggish. Over the kind of December holidays, Scott Guthrie was on vacation on the East Coast in the U.S., went to Best Buy and picked up a kind of a low-end machine. Okay, makes sense. So I did the same thing at the Seattle Fry's and went down there and, said, hey, give me your low-end machine. And I had the same experience Scott did, which is, it's like, well, but for this much money, I could give you a much more powerful machine right over here. I was like, no, I want this low one. You know, if you ever want to freak out a salesman, tell him, no, I want the slower one.
Yeah.
You know, and then they looked it up, and he's like, are you sure? And they look it up, there isn't one, can I have the floor model? So I actually got the floor model, and we'll demo that.
Excellent.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it is, of course, a reality that you're going to be running in virtualization environments, and you can't, of course, expect that every time you run the design brand new machine or things like that. Mm-hmm. So we've done a lot of extra testing. We did a lot of testing to Beta 2 as well, but we kind of redoubled some of our testing post-Beta 2 for the RC on some of those hardware and configs to look for additional perf bottlenecks and things that might be getting in the way.
Excellent. And just to kind of get this out of the way, I mean, when Beta 1 came out, you know, WPF was clearly the bottleneck for the overall performance experience, at least for the startup. And is that true or not true?
Let me put it this way. I think as with any presentation sort of technology or any framework technology, you do wind up with issues in the core when you're kind of going after it. But there's also how you use it. So I actually don't think WPF was really like the bottleneck per se. There were certainly some bug fixes. In the end, what wound up happening with the product, which is a good thing, and it's one of the reasons we used our own software to build our own software, we did find opportunities in WPF to make things go faster, and we also found places where, frankly, in Visual Studio, we weren't using it correctly. Mm. And between those two things, and making that is the flavor of a lot of the bug fixes that we made. And, in fact, I've asked my team on the Visual Studio side to go publish the kind of best practices and what did you learn about the API and best ways to use certain features of it or not use certain features, that kind of a thing. So we'll publish that as well.
Excellent. So one last question, because I really do want to look at this stuff. You're the one, essentially, you and your fellow executives make a call. You know, this is RC.
Yep.
RC, of course, means it's a release candidate, which is something that we may consider releasing,
right?
A build that could actually be a release. How do you make that decision? What goes through your mind? Obviously, performance, security, reliability.
Yep.
What else?
Yeah, all those core things. And the other thing I will tell you that was a change in our plan. Just like we extended the beta period to get more of that directed customer feedback, that extension allowed us to do a couple of things. It allowed us to also go back to the folks that gave us feedback. As we made those bug fixes, we actually took and released actually several private CTPs to those folks. We actually, hey, can you take a look at it? We did actually three of those,
nice.
Starting in November, December, and then the final one in early January. That extension gave us the extra time. And we specifically targeted folks that were giving us feedback, like, hey, I don't like the perf. Mm-hmm. And then we actually trended that to make sure that we were fixing the right, you know, kind of buckets of things. That's what the extra thing gave us. We also then made the decision that, hey, with that level of feedback is great, for the RC and for that bar, we actually decided to make the RC more public and more broadly available, which was not part of our original plan. But we felt like, hey, you know, we're getting really great feedback from people. We think we've dealt with most of the critical feedback that's there. Mm-hmm. And so we'd like to make sure that we get even more people to go take a look at it. So the bar for me on going into this, I really want the RC to be basically, you know, at a done level, right? We expect that we've addressed all this customer feedback, we've done all of our testing, you know, we've locked the product down, we spent a significant amount of time on the things you talked about, mm-hmm. Performance in particular, but also, like, you know, uptime, you know, how long does the application run, as well as security and those usual sort of things. Mm-hmm. So that's all part of the bar. We've tried to get our hands on every single project that we can get. We've had people scouring CodePlex and downloading and converting and, you know, doing all these tests that we're talking about on every body of code, because obviously there's such a diversity of projects that are out there. So we use all that to kind of, you know, put it together. And with the RC, the bar we're looking for is anybody can pick the thing up now that we've made it very, you know, very broad. Mm-hmm. Try out your projects. We expect with all the testing we've done for things to work. But also the RC gives us that one last chance to find out, do you have, you know, a unique kind of scenario in your environment? And, you know, if you are hitting issues, then great, let's get that fixed. So it gives us that last round of feedback before we do the final release to manufacturing.
Excellent. And, of course, the feedback that you get isn't just, you know, sort of telemetry data and then specific data about problems, but you're also getting feedback about, hey, this is really cool. You know, I love the fact that when I go to the Object Explorer, the Class Explorer, I don't have to sit there and wait for 30 seconds or 50 seconds for it to show all the assemblies. So when I want to, like, bring in a .NET assembly in 2008, you wait a long time,
yeah.
Right? Because it's understandable why that's happening, mm-hmm. Not in 2010. So are you getting positive feedback from devs that are going, wow, this is really cool, or I didn't think I could do this, or whatever?
Yeah.
That's really my question.
Yeah, the the kind of areas that I thought that we, like, as we did the surveys and got the feedback, we heard definitely the sorts of things you're talking about. The themes that kind of popped up as the people were saying, look, I'd really like you to concentrate on these, are things like being able to do a solution load faster. So when I open a project, I'd like to, you know, pull it in quicker. The basic editing and IntelliSense and typing, you know, that sort of stuff. The debugger, you know, I'm F10 stepping through my code. I want that to run really fast. We also got some great feedback on, like, the WPF designer, right? Reload of forms and, you know, being able to see that be snappier and handle big projects and stuff like that. So we absolutely concentrated on all of that. And then we added in a few new, what I would call, there are DCRs or, like, feature requests, but these are more along the lines of design specifically around some of the graphic stuff. Mm. I'll actually show you some additions we made to the UI in order to help people really tune the environment and make it go better.
Excellent. Let's take a look at this.
Sure. Let me switch over here.
Sure. And we're going to focus in right here on this monitor.
Yep, right up on here.
Cool.
Yep, and so this is actually my Fry's demo laptop machine that I wound up pulling in, and this is the latest version. This is an RC build. It's not quite the final build, but it's right down to the you know, it's only missing one or two final changes that we've put in. In here, a couple of different things I'll show you right off the bat. One of those is, I mentioned the hardware and other sorts of issues. If I go to Tools Options, one of the new things that we added right here is this visual experience. This is actually new for the RC build. And as you can see here, we're actually telling you in plain text what are we doing. In this case, on this machine, and this has got like a, you know, in Windows 7, if you go into the experience score for graphics and that kind of stuff, this is like a 3.3 level machine. So it's like a 1.3 gigahertz CPU.
Okay.
And, you know, the registered score is 3.3. So it's like right about at the point where you can, you know, still use hardware acceleration and stuff like that. So you can see, you know, I've got hardware accelerated on by default. Now, if you were running in one of those virtualization environments where we know that there are some issues, we would actually auto-detect that now with the RC, and we would actually put you into software mode automatically.
Excellent.
Now, worst case scenario, if for whatever reason you're feeling like, hey, this isn't running the way I expected, we added in a new feature into WPF so we could actually turn it off and on explicitly. And then in Visual Studio, we added this option, which allows me to say that I don't want you to automatically do this. And I can decide if I want the rich experience. I can decide if I really want to be using hardware graphics or if I want it software rendered. You know, so when you pick up the RC, if you think it's not doing the right thing automatically, you can tweak this to actually test it. And that will turn off features and the way that we use WPF and WPF works.
Excellent.
Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and cancel out of that. But that's a new one we added. In addition to that, the other thing we did as part of our early testing, we already had system information and stuff like that. I just did help about on this version of the product. We added another thing, which is the DX or the DirectX diagnostics button here. And what that allows us to do is actually go in and run, pulled up on the other monitor, I'll pull it over. But here I can actually go through and, you know, get information on you know, all the diagnostic pieces related to hardware acceleration. This is actually a Windows tool that we've now integrated. And what that allows us to do is that way, if you are having hardware acceleration problems, mm-hmm. it makes it really easy to just go click this and figure out. And it actually does some self-diagnostics. And, you know,
Very nice.
Yeah. Now, my expectation, just to let people know, is my hope is you never have to use either of the two things I just showed you, right? That we've done enough tuning in the system that it just works. But to the extent you did run into problems, we decided, hey, let's put more control into the user's hands so you can kind of, you know.
Well, that's good. I mean, for example, I mean, think about certain classes of developers, right? They're not going to care about flashy UI and rich visualizations,
yeah.
Right? They might just, so in some sense, they might just want to turn that off.
Yeah, and you can absolutely do that. You know, like I said, my design principle is uh-huh. those things should never get in your way, and they should never, you know, explicitly slow you down. And so we're actually, that is some of the changes we also made as part of performance, is we found perhaps cases where, hey, it looks nice, but if it's impacting the number of cycles retired here and stuff, you know, like, yeah, get it out of the way.
Cool.
So here we've made changes into the editor. You can see we still have the highlight modes and the rest of that sort of stuff in here. I just happened to download the most popular downloaded project on CodePlex, the World of Warcraft library.
Nice.
It's up here. And I was just using that for my own testing, you know, running builds and stuff like that. There's a few things that we wound up doing. One, we did actually go through and look at, you know, things like, hey, when we render these menus, which are all in WPF, You know, do we have any redundant or extra layout or stuff like that that should be getting rid of? And so, we're, you know, it's a lot snappier now, which is what you'd expect. I mean, the other thing we worked on a lot was kind of scrolling. So if I just kind of go through and do page down and just kind of hold it down, I mean, my expectation is, I'm zoomed at 110% here even. I mean, I'm expecting that as I just scroll through all my code, I want that to work fast and render fast. And I don't want things like, hey, you know, I've got this outlining and change lists and stuff like that. That should not be slowing me down.
Okay.
So we made a few changes like that. The other kind of feedback we heard a lot was, hey, I'd like to see the IntelliSense, you know, kind of pop-ups be a lot faster. I want you to bind to that. That was another interesting thing that as we went through and, you know, just kind of looked at stuff, just make a couple of these changes. As we looked at things in here, we also found that, hey, the size and API set, background compile kicks in, the size of .NET Framework 4, as we've added more libraries, it's gotten larger. So the amount of things IntelliSense has to track, the compilers have to compile, it gets a lot larger as well. So making sure that, you know, the algorithms and the code are smart enough to kind of handle it and catch up to it was another thing we spent some time on.
Smart caching.
Caching and the rest of that. That's one thing I will tell people is that, that's another good kind of talking point, which is the number of assemblies that you can reference in the system, the amount of symbols that are involved. You know, obviously there's a lot in here. So the way the system is designed, when you do the first boot of the application, the first run, we may not have everything cached. And so we will go ahead and build those up. We'll make it smarter and run, you know, so, and then we also complete engine in the background and stuff like that. So you should expect that as you burn the app in for the first kind of day, you know, you'll start seeing things go faster and faster, and then you should get to like a steady state sort of thing.
Awesome.
Related to that one, another popular piece of feedback was on add references. So if I, you know, add a reference here, you can see the dialog pops up a lot faster.
Nice.
We actually, you know, and we actually did a background load thing in here to go pick out the right kind of assemblies, because this is another example. There's so many assemblies you could add. If we did a brute force algorithm, which is closer to what we used to have, it takes longer to populate. And so that was a common request. And frankly, this is another one where, as I think towards like vNext and adding even more features,
sure.
You know, this is another area where I think we'll continue to add even more stuff inside of that. So you at this point, you've seen, you know, a whole bunch of the kind of, you know, basics, the interaction piece, the scrolling piece. You know, I could go through and start debugging and stuff too, but you get the idea of what we're trying to accomplish with it. So these were just a few of the areas and a few of the features that we added.
Excellent. Now, what about, like, you know, when I talked to Rico Mariani, you know, the great Rico, basically, when you guys announced Beta 2, what about, like, large projects, right? So
yeah.
when customers start using projects, they just have a giant number of references and code. Let's talk about that improvement.
And that was this came back to this feedback around, like, solution load time and things like that. And so one of the activities, we already had a few very large projects that we were using and we were tuning on. We did make some improvements around the amount of memory that we consumed and working set around those. But then the extended beta time also allowed us to go out and find even more very large projects that people were using. We added a couple of more even internal dogfooding. The Exchange team internally has a significant amount of C# code, and one of the things we did is we added them into the mix for, hey, can you, you know, go try this app, see what you think of the project, and they have a very large, like millions of lines of code, which is similar to what I have with TFS on the server. We have, you know, a lot of code there as well.
Sure.
But getting that big project in there and really making sure the system would scale, by the time we were done, we got solution load to be basically slightly faster than what they had before,
nice.
And the build time is, you know, basically on par. And that wasn't the case when we started, right? So that's an example of kind of removing that. Yeah. The other area I should also mention, you know, in addition to the scaling of the large projects and stuff like that, is the third-party extensibility, which is also an interesting one. We got a lot of feedback from people that used a combination of Beta 2 and, of course, there's many extensibility systems, but ReSharper, for example, very popular plugin.
Yep.
We had a lot of people that tried the latest version of ReSharper with Beta 2 and said, hey, these two things together, you know, I'd like to see this be faster as well.
Mm.
And so as we think about, like, you know, the feedback and RC and stuff coming out, the good news is we're working very closely with these third-party folks, you know, the JetBrains and DevExpress and the Whole Tomatoes and, you know, like the, we have a long list of these really great partners.
Sure.
We've actually been working with them with their latest versions of their software in Visual Studio 2010, and we're going back and forth as teams, kind of virtually helping each other on their perf as well. We've gotten a bunch of just really great bug fixes and perf improvements from like, the ReSharper team, just to name one example. So expect us to keep working on that, because I know a lot of people, you know, we have a great third-party ecosystem.
Absolutely. I mean, that brings up an excellent point, right? I mean, you guys have a profound sort of plug-in model, and I guess you call it Visual Studio Extensions, right?
Yep.
So what I would ask you is, one of the cool things about WPF, and one of the promises of adding that to the IDE, unless this is what it was evangelized when it first started happening, was the ability to create sort of compelling visualizations in your plugin, right? Take advantage of that. Are you seeing that happening in the real world?
Yeah, we are actually. I did the TechEd developer keynote actually in Berlin in November, and the theme that we did for that keynote, we actually brought three of our partners on stage and explicitly showed off some really cool stuff there. Just to give you just a couple of examples, and there's several of these, but we had one vendor that has taken the runtime instrumentation system. Like, they have the ability to watch your code actually running live out there and kind of instrument it and look for critical function paths that get called and stuff like that. They were able to take that data that they've incorporated and then pull it back into our architectural diagrams, the DGML diagrams that show you all this control flow stuff.
Yeah.
They actually augmented DGML with their data.
Nice.
And so like they could take like a really critical code path and turn it red, and then actually in the source code, they actually added an editor extension that as you go to like one of these marked methods, like say it's the login method or the, you know, complete transaction method, take your pick, they added inline charts right above your function that show you usage and critical usage. You can actually scroll through these WPF charts that show you that live in your code.
Sweet.
It's really cool.
Yes, it is. As is DGML.
DGML is very cool. Yeah, I just put a blog post up on that one, and you know, and it's this is a case where I think what you'll see going forward is we built a fantastic set of platform things. WPF is an example. DGML support built in is another example. I'm now starting to see people pick these things up, in addition to the tools that we've written, use them in their own systems and decide to, you know, hey, I could go generate this stuff myself. Some of my friends on the Windows team actually took a dependency layering diagram of Windows, and they've got a DGML version. So they can actually load this whole thing up for Windows and take a look at it.
And it actually loads?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
nice.
It's large, you know, but it's because Windows is obviously a very large piece of software. But, yeah, but I mean, but it's just an example of being able, like, they had a thing that lended itself well to this, and they had, in their case, a private, you know, kind of internal tool that they use for their own stuff, but they were able to leverage this technology. I'd like to see more and more of that kicking out as we release it.
And I'm going to try to get Chris on Channel 9 here soon. Dig into DGML.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, and,
Chris Lovett, I don't think we've ever had him, but I want to get
him on there. He's got a great blog and a set of videos and how-tos and stuff. Very cool.
Hey, it's always great to talk to you, Jason. I know you're busy. Thanks for giving us a quick update and showing us some of the cool things. And cheers on RC. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to feedback from everybody. So download it, fill out the survey, and tell us what you think.
Right on. Thanks.
Great. Thanks a lot.